Coast Radio News for Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. I'm George Henry. A prank gone wrong is how the Siuslaw School District is categorizing the events that led to an increased police presence at all of the school campuses yesterday. In a note that went out to the parents and guardians of students, acknowledged that even though it may have only been a prank, the schools recognized that the potential was there for emotional trauma to potential victims and others in the schools. In the letter, School Superintendent Annie Grizz-Kowiak noted that all threats and rumors are taken seriously, and depending on the type of threat, information is disseminated to the appropriate people, including the community, in the case of a threat to a larger group of people. He reiterated that there was not a credible threat to students, and Florence Police Commander John Pitcher said that the police presence was issued as a reassurance to the students, staff, and public. Grizz-Kowiak says it is now up to the police to determine criminal charges, if any, will be brought. After several accidents closed down portions of Highway 126 yesterday due to ice, the Oregon Department of Transportation issued a warning for commuters that may need to travel that route today. With freezing temperatures overnight through the corridor to Eugene, drivers are told to watch out for icy roads and remember to drive appropriately for those types of conditions. They encourage drivers to stay off the roads when icy, and that if you do have to drive, chains are the best safety choice. ODOT says slow down, give yourself extra distance between vehicles, decrease your speed, and don't use cruise control or slam on your brakes. Use trip check to plan your route and carry an emergency kit that includes food, water, and blankets. ODOT says crews will be working around the clock to prepare roads for safe travel. Gasoline stockpiles are on the increase and demand for fuel is on the decline, and that has caused prices to remain stagnant for the last week around most of the nation. Oregon prices statewide have fallen a penny, according to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon. She says that demand is at its lowest on record for the start of the year since 2016, and stocks are at 252 million barrels, which is the highest ever recorded for a new year. Locally, Florence prices have dropped a nickel and are currently at $2.92 a gallon for regular gas. City of Reedsport issued a release yesterday of a waterline break. Service was out for several hours in the area of Greenwood and Hawthorne, as well as 19th and 20th Streets. There was no call for the need to boil water as a result of the break, according to Reedsport's Public Works Director, Kim Clardy. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, January 15th, 2020.